What's on your mind, Cairns? Call 1-300-872-911 now to talk to Macca. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland. On 846 4CA.
Yeah, 20 minutes to 10. If you're listening yesterday, you would have picked up on a call for assistance from Fisheries Crossing. The whole crossing down there has been totally destroyed by the floodwater, and of course that left a whole lot of people in the valley isolated, and she was hoping there would be assistance coming. And I said, well, we'll contact Brett Muller and see where we're travelling with this particular matter, which has been done. And Brett's just come to the phone. Yes, he has. He's the Deputy Mayor these days. Brett Muller of Division 1, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, John.
Brett, Judy said you were already across the basics. What has exactly happened there from your point of view?
A large section of Fisheries Crossing, a cement culvert crossing there in the middle, has actually all washed away, John. So there's I think there's about 10 or so houses further up the valley that are now isolated. And obviously they have been since the big flood event. I've been in contact with a couple of the residents there via social media, and I took a call and spoke to another resident there yesterday. Most of them are off the grid in terms of power, so they've got power and water and sewerage, but it's that that's connectivity now with the crossing gone. It's a major bit of work to be done, John, major infrastructure repair. The road down to the crossing also has been washed away.
Hell.
So councillor in there, they've been in there for a couple of days repairing that. They made it passable for, four-wheel drives, but they've got to compact it and do further works today to be able to get bigger trucks down when that recovery work happens. The community down there have rallied. They did have a helicopter drop with supplies. One of the locals got a tinny there with a little 5 horsepower, and they're ferrying people back and across. So for now, that will have to be the interim measure for people that need to come back into town. It can only be done by water. Our council officers have been down there. Social services have contacted them. The residents there don't want to relocate to the Gordonvale side of the river. They understand the situation. They understand that we're doing everything we can. But again, another pocket of isolated people as we review the outcome from this very serious flooding event that we've all endured.
How many families are we talking about on the wrong side, if you like, of the river?
I think there's about 15 people, children and adults, 10 houses. And as I said, they're pretty self-sufficient. They're off the grid, etc. There's more and more unfolding. John, I received notification yesterday afternoon. The houses down at Ross Road, Derell, were also inundated, quite a number of houses down there. So like the northern beaches, with the record flood levels, they're in dire need of assistance down there, which I'm organising through council. We've got council offices down there to clear Ross Road, and that is now an impacted area. So for their green waste and hard waste, council will collect, if they put that out the front, their understanding of that. Today, I'm just waiting to get some advices to go up to fisheries through the SES. I think that's what's trying to be organised, cross over and meet with those people up there. And I've spoken to people down at Derell, and I'm taking a drive down there as well to see how they're faring.
How many homes, how many families at Ross Road Derell have been impacted, do you know?
Look, I think there's a dozen or so houses.
Yeah.
Only two didn't suffer inundation.
Mm.
So, you know, another 10 or 12 houses down there submerged. We need help with the mud army down there that I've put through to our local recovery team now. We've moved from disaster management to disaster recovery.
Yeah.
It's really, I think, the role of the council here is to be the conduit as we find out, you know, where people are suffering and the need of help and getting that through to council and the services that are needed.
Well, when you talk Mud Army, immediately what comes to mind is the volunteer side, and this is a wonderful community. How do you actually, you're talking about rallying people and getting, for a start, council workers, but how do you also rally the local population, or does that just happen automatically because of the goodwill of North Queensland people?
That's right, John. It has just been happening. It's been wonderful to see the Cairns community come together, and lots of volunteers have headed up to the beaches. We have a volunteer registration online with our disaster dashboard there, where people can volunteer, and then we can coordinate those volunteer services as to where they're needed, rather than sort of willy nilly. People just want to get out and help those that really need a hand, you know. So there is some structure, but a lot of people are just saying, you know what, we haven't suffered too badly. There's a lot worse than us. Let's get out and give a hand. And, you know, it really, you know, it's just a mark of the character of the community we've got up here. And I think it's fantastic, you know. There's a lot of fatigue in the community, John. A lot of fatigue in council. You know, our council staff that have volunteered to go on to the disaster management, they've been going for about 14 days themselves, you know, away from their own family, sleeping in the centre there at Warree. A lot of fatigue, we're into the recovery now, and we all need to pull together and do what's needed, get the city. You know, we have done well in terms of restoring water and sewerage.
Mm.
Remarkable efforts, actually, by council staff to address that water. You know, that was a real emergency issue through that heavy rain.
Yes.
And now we, you know, for our small business operators, you know, the city's back up and running, and a good article by, I think her name was Tanya French from Brisbane Courier Mail, whatever, has been up here. And as you know, John, you know, I mean, we've got blue skies and you just wouldn't believe what we've been through, you know.
Yeah.
So a bit of work ahead of us. Hopefully we can get to a degree of comfort leading into Christmas Day and Boxing Day, knowing that there's been many, many people and residents that have suffered through this. No.
Just before you go, because there'll be people out there still feeling neglected or in need of help, at 5 o'clock this afternoon, the majority of people will be signing off for an extended period of time, at least for the several days of Christmas. What arrangements are there for people, council-wise, during that period, either the next few days of the Christmas Boxing Day period or right through, for example, to New Year? Are there any contact numbers, or is there any way for people who are desperate for assistance can get through to the council?
Yeah, no, certainly. We will still be manning our contact phones and emails, so that communication line will stay open. You know, as I said, we are now in disaster recovery, and that doesn't stop for public holidays. It's people need something, by all means, contact council, and we will respond certainly to the best of our ability, knowing what people are going through at the moment.
Is that people who are actually paid employees, or volunteers, or both?
No, through our disaster recovery team, council staff.
Okay.
You know, we're we're not leaving people isolated or feeling alone and vulnerable. We'll work through this together.
Very well said, Brett. And also, of course, you've been around all these decades. That experience must be solid gold at a time like this. You don't have to really think things through. It's almost reflex, isn't it, responding to some of these demands?
Yeah, John. I mean, we are where we live. We've been through cyclones and floods, albeit, can I say, you know, I'm on the banks of Banner Creek and I've seen many, many floods, but I have not seen the volume of water and how high the creeks and the Mulgrave River system, it was just a sea of water. I remember as a little tacker about 5 or 6 in the 1967 flood, we got stuck on the northern side of Gordonvale at High Lee, and back then they were, you know, able to take a boat virtually from Gordonvale to the inlet. That was a big flood, you know.
Hell.
And this is more severe than a 1 in 100 year flood. So that just shows the magnitude of this event. Unprecedented that a cyclone that we normally, you know, they come from the Coral Sea, they hit land and they keep going across the Cape and out into the Gulf. And this one just stopped, and for 4 or 5 days, unloaded all of that rain, which contributed to this record flooding that we experienced. How do you measure this, John? Thankfully, there has been no loss of life. When you consider the massive front of flooding, the amount of homes and people affected, for people to be safe through that.
Yes.
And now we can get in with the recovery. Houses have been damaged, vehicles, property, and there's a lot of emotion around that. But everybody has remained safe and we haven't had loss of life. And, we've got to be thankful for small mercies like that.
I think you've just referred to this as a 1 in 100 year flood, Brett Moller.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, even more so, we believe, you know. it's just unbelievable, John, what we've been through. Yep.
So this could be this region's record flood of all time in modern history.
Yes. Wow. I believe so. Yes, I believe so, yep. And you know, there'll be new data coming from this as to flood levels, you know.
Well. All right, Brett, look, I really appreciate this update, jam-packed with a lot of vital information, but also recognising and celebrating the generosity and courage of people who live in this region. It's something we can always celebrate, thank God. Good on you, Brett. Appreciate this update. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Well, wasn't that a mountain of information? It is now, according to Brett Moller, a 1 in 100 year flood, or even greater. It might be the greatest flood event in modern history in our region. Now, Brett Moller is the Division 1 councillor, but more important for this particular discussion, of course, he's the deputy mayor, so he, at the moment, is very much across all of these developments, not just down in Division 1, but right across our region.